the most important intervention was by Michael Sugrue himself, and he needed support, and the conversation ensued that we need to find that support around him to sustain his service in its current form, and there were commitments given by the Celta Group, and if that means surges coming from Galway, that will happen. And also there was a further interjection at the meeting for the call for an extra surgeon, a general surgeon, and that was agreed at today's meeting, and the Minister obviously is agreeable that should happen, and that will happen by the end of April.
So Michael Sugrue will now get the support that he had asked for on the airwaves earlier this week.
He will. It clears a lot of confusion, and it also hopefully will remove the considerable degree of anxiety in the county. And over the last number of days, with the confusion and with the uncertainty, people have been feeling very, very sore that there would be a possibility of the service going. The commitments given today was very loud, very clear. There's a commitment not alone to the short term, but also to the long term. And I think those reassurances and the questions and the very hard questions raised by the council representative groups at the meeting today helped to build a proper meeting around what needs to be put in place. And Dr. Sugrue asked the question that he needs support. He can't continue under the present circumstances. This has been a problem since 2009 for him, and I'm delighted that there were serious commitments given today in a spirit of cooperation to work toward the long term.
Just a few days ago, we're being told that the breast cancer service at Letterkenny was under serious threat. A number of days later, we've been told that it's now safe. Was there a bit of kite flying done here?
No, there was uncertainty at a local level, and I suppose key to the uncertainty, or the person who was very uncertain, was the surgeon himself, and he needed commitments, he needed reassurances. He got them today. Now, obviously, I was getting commitments all along from high up, from the minister himself, that the long term was safe, the long term was secure. But there needed to be, cards on the table today, and there needed to be a conversation around the local difficulties and the local concerns of the surgeon himself. And I'm delighted that there was a positive outcome.